This podcast discusses exchange-traded options issued by the Options Clearing Corporation. Options involve risk and are not suitable for all investors. Individuals should not enter into options transactions until they have read and understood the risk disclosure document, characteristics, and risks of standardized options. Available by calling 1-888-OPTIONS or by visiting optionseducation.org. None of the information in this presentation should be construed as a recommendation to buy or sell a security or to provide investment advice.
Good news for investors this week as the market closed at a 17-week high.
This is the Options Industry Council's Understanding and Trading Options Spread Strategies podcast series, The Bear Put Spread.
A bear put spread involves the purchase of one put and the sale of another put with the lower strike price. Both options have the same underlying, the same expiration date. Whereas the bull call spread, you were bullish on the stock. The bear put spread, you're going to be bearish on the stock. And these are called debit spreads because you're going to have to pay for them, just like you did with the debit spread on the bull call spread. They are one type of vertical spread. Let's look at the new example. We have a QRS stock. It's trading at 39. We're going to buy one QRS put at 40. We're going to pay $2.50. That's a debit. Simultaneously sell a QRS 35 put at a dollar, so that your net cost is $1.50. Selling the put is also a credit, right? Get that to offset your debit, and you end up with a net cost of $150. What are you trying to do here? You are forecasting that the stock is going to go lower, but you're not willing to just short the stock outright. Because what happens when you short stock? You've got risk. You could have a takeover, okay? Or the stock could have explosive earnings. There could be some really good news announcement that drives it up higher. So you want to limit your risk because your conviction is that the stock is going to go lower. Let's look at what happens when you buy this put spread. At 45, meaning the stock went up, not down, you're going to lose the $2.50 you paid for that option. 35 put, of course, will be worthless because the stock didn't go to 35. Instead, it went the opposite way. It went up. So you get to keep the dollar that you sold for that option. But on this spread, you paid and you lost the $1.50 that you paid to put the spread off. It's the most you could lose on it, and that's what you lost. At 40, same thing. You were betting that it was going to go below 40. Your forecast was that the stock would drop below 40. That didn't happen. How about at 38.50? Well, that's your break-even point. So no harm, no foul, off to the next trade. At 35, your forecast was actually correct. So you're going to make $2.50 on your 40 put. You're going to realize a dollar on your 35 put because it didn't go below 35. Now you've got a $3.50 profit. Paid $1.50 and you got $3.50. How about if it starts to go down even further? Well, because you're short the 35 put, you can't make any more money beyond 35. So your maximum profit there is going to be $3.50. So these types of spreads they're bearish, but they're not calamity bearish, right? They're forecasting a 10% drop in the marketplace or so. If you were just really wanted to be bearish on the stock, you might go further out with deeper puts where you could buy a bunch more at a lower cost, or you might just want to buy the puts outright. This is a tool that you're going to use when you're moderately bearish on a particular stock, because you think there's going to be some retracement in its price. Had a big run up, you think it's going to come in a little bit. Let's talk about the potential outcomes. Remember the planning. What happens if the price of QRS stock is above 40 at expiration? What happened to the 40 put? Everyone. It's worthless. Your assumption was it was going to be below 40. It's not below 40, so therefore the put's worthless. How about the 35 put that you sold? You believed that it wouldn't go below 35, right? So that's going to expire worthless, but you sold that, so you get that credit. Final position is no position and 100% loss. Stock did not go down, stayed the same. You were willing to spend $1.50 on the expectation that it would go down. That was your cost to do so. And the reality of the situation here was it didn't go below 40, so therefore, on to the next trade. What happens if the price of QRS stock is between 35 and 40 at expiration? It's a good scenario. Remember that a put gives you the right to sell that stock, so you can exercise your put, sell the stock, and what happens with the 35 put? It's going to expire worthless, but guess what? You're short the stock at an effective price of $38.50. The $1.50 that you paid for that spread is your break even from 40, $38.50. What are you going to do? You're short stock. Now, your broker may say, okay, you're short stock. You know, you may have to put up additional capital to be short stock. It may be a very volatile stock that you're short. And you may not want to be short that stock. You may want to just close it out. Or you may be happy with the position, but you might want to buy a call option to protect yourself against the upside. Okay? You got to think about what happens after expiration. Am I out of the position? Am I still have a position on? What am I going to do? How much money is in my account? Do I want to just stick with the position, roll it over, do something else? Potential outcome number three is what happens if the price of QR stack is below 35 at expiration? Well, of course, you can exercise that 40 put, sell the stock. But you're going to get assigned on the 35 put, right? When you sold that 35 put, your forecast was that it wouldn't go below 35. It would go below 40, but it wouldn't go below 35. It goes below 35, the buyer of that 35 put is going to exercise his put and say, of course I want to sell that stock at 35 if it's below 35. Of course I want to do that. Fortunately, because the spread closed at its maximum, you end up with no position and you get your maximum profit. A bear put spread is frequently the preferred strategy of choice when the forecast predicts a 5 to 10% decline in the underlying, the stock. That's your opposite tool to your bull call spread. Okay? If your forecast is the same, you know, 10% movement, and you believe it's going to be 10% of the upside, what do? Bull call spread. Now you're thinking, it's 10% decline. I'm going to put on a bear put spread.
Good news for investors. This week is the market closed at a 17-week high.
We hope this podcast helped you learn more about trading option spread strategies and the bear put spread. Next in the series is the bull put spread. Please download it at www.optionseducation.org. And remember, we're here to help you get answers to your options-related questions. Just call us toll-free at 1-888-OPTIONS.